Well, hello, hello, guys, and you are listening to Dr. K. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and you're listening to my 5-Minute Friday. You can find me on Tuesdays with a longer podcast, and I hope you'll look up our Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same name. I am going to teach you all about hormonal acne and yeast acne today. So, hormonal acne is one of the most common things that affects women, particularly during puberty and then again in your 20s to 30s. It's so super annoying. It's estimated that about 50% of women in their 20s to 30s have acne, and it definitely still continues to affect you even up to your 50s. About 25% of women in their 40s to 50s have it. We definitely are familiar with acne as it occurs in puberty. We've all had that in the T-zone, the forehead, the nose, the chin. If you're one of these people who gets hormonal acne, you're going to notice lots of breakouts, typically in the lower part of your face, around the mouth, bottom of the cheeks, and the jawline. And it's horribly resistant. It is so hard to get rid of. It's very annoying because you take great care of your skin. Just when you're turning 30, you're starting to realize that you need to do that. And in spite of getting over puberty and taking good care of your skin, you're getting hormonal acne because of the influx of hormones. We are very fertile in our 20s and 30s. We have tremendous amounts of hormones in our system, and hormonal acne fluctuates according to menopause, menstruation, androgen levels in the bloodstream, and maybe you have a tendency to polycystic ovaries. So patients that have breakouts around the mouth, I'm always going to ask you about your menstruation history. How are your periods? Are they excessively heavy? How is your facial hair? Do you have a lot of facial hair? Do you have weight gain? Is it difficult for you to lose weight? Are there keys that are telling me that you might need to get checked by your OB-GYN doctor to see if you have polycystic ovaries? Traditionally, treatments for hormonal acne are different from your over-the-counter typical benzoyl peroxide and salicylic treatments. Those work for traditional acne. For hormonal acne, we're going to want to use treatments that change the level of circulating estrogens in the bloodstream. So definitely oral contraceptives. If you're not on the pill already and you want to have fewer breakouts, going on the pill is certainly a way to control your estrogen levels and not have those dramatic peaks and valleys in your hormones that are circulating, and thus produce, you know, less variation and less oils and breakouts around the lower face. So talking to your OB-GYN doctor is definitely a good first step. Sometimes we will prescribe anti-androgen medicines like spironolactone. Maybe you guys have girlfriends that are on spironolactone. It is very helpful. It decreases the male androgen hormones that are in our bloodstreams. We're women, we're full of estrogens, we also have androgens. And too much androgen interferes with the hair follicles and how they produce oils. So too much androgen can actually make you have excessive facial hair, excessive oils produced by those facial hair glands, and additional amounts of hormonal acne. So spironolactone is a great pill. It's usually a blood pressure pill, but when taken at the right doses, it has anti-androgen effects. Remember that there are certain foods that we eat that have lots of high androgens, and that would be things like nuts. Peanuts have a tremendous amount of androgens. If you're someone who is breaking out a lot, we want you to be careful to avoid excessive dairy products, refined carbs, red meat, sugar, and things like peanuts. So there are a couple things you can do to reduce androgens that circulate that make you hormone acne prone. Lastly, important line of treatment is retinoids. So if you're not on a topical retinoid, you guys know I love my Diamond Line Refine. It's one of the best retinol creams on the market. And Retin-A, remember, is your fountain of youth product. You're going to want to use that every night at bedtime. In the beginning, start out light. You want to go every other night or twice a week till your skin gets used to this very powerful vitamin A derivative. And it matures your oil glands. When you're young, your oil glands are very tortuous and twisty, and they don't quite know how to drain to the surface of the skin. As we use Retin-A, the oil glands learn maturity and they stand up straight and tall and they drain beautifully. So it improves the plumbing. It also exfoliates. Remember, half the reason we get acne is from plugged up pores. And when we unplug those pores with exfoliation, we get a tremendous amount of improvement in skin. I want everyone to try a good glycolic wash. Glycolics are one of those miracle products that if you're using a good glycolic, you are going to have great skin. Washing your face twice a day with the glycolic wash is a great way to, number one, remove makeup, and number two, strip away the dead skin cells that accumulate on the surface of the skin, causing comedones or plugged up pores or underground breakouts of this cystic type of hormonal acne. So try my glycolic wash. I think it's amazing, and I really haven't had breakouts for so many years, knock on wood, because I'm using that twice a day religiously. If alpha hydroxys are another good wash, another good topical treatment, and those are found over the counter. I also think that green tea is so important for anti-inflammatory effect. You can drink it, but honestly, the amount that you can put on topically far exceeds the skin concentration that you'll get from drinking tea. So you really want a topical green tea product. And most of my skincare line, by the way, is chock full of green tea. It's really well known for decreasing inflammation in your body. So those are like the key things to start to recognize if you think you're breaking out a lot around the mouth and you really can't get rid of those stubborn breakouts in the jawline and lower cheeks, you probably might have hormonal acne. You can start out with a good visit to a great skin specialist like myself, or like your OB-GYN doctor might be able to help you with your hormones. And then definitely try some of these key products. So remember glycolic wash, retinol every night at bedtime, really important to change your diet, and think about using green tea in your skincare. Some of us have resistant acne that's related to yeast, and I wanted to talk about that because sometimes you've tried literally everything and you are still getting breakouts. And yeast acne is caused by pittosporum, or sometimes a fungal thing called malassezia. And it really is a folliculitis where we all have yeast on our skin. That is normal. But sometimes you can get yeast overgrowth when the yeast literally takes up house in the hair follicles of the skin. And it sets up an itchy kind of acne-like eruption. It typically affects the upper chest, upper back. You get little pinhead-sized, very uniform little breakouts on the face and back and chest. And it really is very prevalent in the warm environment of summer. So it tends to grow, the yeast tends to grow in a hot, humid, sweaty environment. When you are working out, when you're using oily, greasy sunscreens, when you use a ton of coconut oil, these kind of things can really worsen yeast acne. So if you've tried all kinds of treatments and you just can't improve, definitely think about having a doctor look at you for yeast acne. If you are prone to diabetes, stress, if you're on steroids or the pill, you're a little more prone to yeast acne. If you're someone who has severe dandruff or seborrheic dermatitis where your skin's pretty flaky, you're also going to be prone to yeast acne. So the treatment of this is important because you have to get rid of the yeast overgrowth and any of the factors that make it worse. We want you to be on a body wash with either Celsin Blue type of shampoo or Head & Shoulders or Nizoral. These things are found at the drugstore, basically like a dandruff shampoo, but use it as a body wash. And we also use typically other glycolic solutions. We use Lamisil or antifungal solutions. And it's gonna get better fast. So the great news is there's a treatment for this. Sometimes people do have to go on prescription strength meds, so it's important to get a doctor involved if you're not improving. So there you have it, yeast acne, something that you may not have known about. If you've tried everything, there's one more thing you can think of. And thanks so much for tuning into my 5-Minute Friday. You can find me on Tuesdays with a longer podcast. And I hope you'll look up our Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same name. Be sure to try my skincare line, Katie Skincare, with the most amazing prescription strength doctor grade products, and these will really clear you up. So there you have it. Stay beautiful.